Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee here with Jay McKinstry as we preview yet another Pella football season. Obviously, a big air around it, of course. You announced that you will be wrapping up your coaching career at the end of the season. First of all, let's just start with that. We didn't really have a chance to talk about it. What have your thoughts been since you made that decision, and what does it mean to be kind of heading in here and starting to see the sunset on the horizon?
You know, Andrew, I'm just really grateful and thankful for the opportunity I've had here at Pella. I really am, to get to interact with all these coaches and players and the parents and the community, and just have an opportunity to coach here and teach here. It's been really neat, and I'm just very thankful. And you reflect back and just you're grateful for the opportunities we've had and to the people I've got to be around. And again, I just hope we want to finish well. I want this football year to go well for our football guys. I want it to be about the players and our seniors. They're finishing up their career here too, and so we want to really work hard for them, and hope we do some neat things and continue the tradition of the program. And we're just excited for this football season. And you know, it doesn't matter really. We say this every year, Andrew. You know, it's football season. You know, everyone gets. It's kind of the special time of year where I think everybody, a lot of people get excited about that. And the weather starts to turn crisp and cool, and you get into those beautiful fall, Friday nights and Saturday afternoons for football. And that time of year is coming again. So it's just an exciting time.
Well, and you're coming off of a really fun year for the program. First playoff appearance in four seasons. It was a wild roundabout way to get there since the 2020 year. And obviously, in that case, the first time in Class 4A when you're in the postseason. And wow, what a fun year that was. Lost a lot of key players from that team, a lot of returners as well. But I'm sure some momentum, right, to be back in the postseason again, to have that opportunity to play for a state championship, I'm sure has maybe given a little extra boost into this offseason.
You know, it has. I think our kids were awfully excited about last season. We had, like you said before we got on air here, we beat the number one team in the state twice last year. You beat, Xavier when they're number one, and Bonnerant when they're number one. And those are big wins for our team and our kids, and to finish our district, being a tri-champion and to move on to the playoffs, and it was just a game we didn't play as well as we thought we did, but I know our kids felt good about that. And you're right, the first time in the playoffs in 4A, because it's changed. The landscape has changed. 4A is just loaded. You bring down those bigger schools and all those schools from 3A that basically were, very, very good programs are up in 4A with us now too, with the exception of two of them. And so the reality is they're all there. It's a tough spot to be in. So you're right, it's exciting. I think our kids are ready to get going, I think some good things can lie ahead for us this year.
Well, when we do this each year, we try to go by position group, and you lose a really, really talented, one of the more talented quarterbacks you've had a chance to coach in Luke Hardman. But basically, a lot of the players around him last year in the skill positions were largely juniors and even some sophomores. And that's the exciting piece, is that you've got some people in place, and you've had a guy who's done some quarterback work as well to kind of step in. And Colin, I'll let you kind of break it down. But if there is a strength of this team, is that you've got a lot of returning skill players who should be taking big leaps.
Yeah, Luke did a great job last year, stepping up. He played very, very well last year. And then Colin was an extremely talented quarterback. And last year, the thing that's so cool about him is, just said, yep, I'm going to go, I'll go play receiver. And that really elevated our football team too. And you saw what he did out on Friday nights on receiving. It was incredible, the big plays that he made. And to see him go to quarterback this year, I think you're going to see a very special and talented young man. He is very, very good. And he's got some talents that he just haven't had a chance to show yet at quarterback. And I think hopefully he has that opportunity to do so this year. And so we're really, really excited about him. I think he can be an incredible playmaker and do some really good things, throwing the ball and running the ball. And, you got Emmanuel back at a running back. He's a sophomore last year. He's got a big jump from sophomore to junior year again. Or you can see he's doing some good stuff early already. And we're excited about him. And you're right, with Tyson and Bailey and Lake back at receiver, we're excited about them too. And they had great years last year. And, Tyson had a lot of catches last year, and teams had to start defending him. And Harrison Mullen saw some time last year. We were really excited about him this year. I think he's going to be really good. I mean, that kid can run, and he's got great hands, and I think we can do some really good things. And got some other young kids too that I even said that I think we're really high on. I think our receiving core could be pretty deep this year, and we're excited about that. And like you said, some of them have returned from last year, so those can be some good. We can do some really good things there.
Here with Pella football coach Jay McKinstry, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we preview the upcoming fall season. The area where you need the most is you had five seniors on the offensive line last year and even some seniors who were mixing into the rotation. Offensive line coach will be a work in progress. You're hopeful by the end of the year in particular they'll be a really strong unit, but a lot of growing pains, I'm sure, especially with a lot of younger players that'll be on the O-line.
You're right, Andrew. We got a lot of young kids there and kids with really very little experience. And I've said this years ago, you know, just be patient with us and I'm sure that those guys are going to be working hard. I know that Coach Evans will work with them. They'll develop, they'll mature, and they just need some time. You know, this is a whole different – it's a different level. It's different playing at the varsity level, and I think these guys are going to do a great job. They're going to be fine. It's just going to take some time. The problem is their schedule doesn't necessarily allow all that time, but they're going to have to grow up fast and learn fast and be ready to go. But I think they'll be okay. I think we're going to be good up front. I think it's just going to take some time and maturity level. But you're right. We got a lot of guys, some vying for those positions and working out. But hopefully we can develop a great core before the end of the year here.
And that gets to the other side of the football. And again, similar story. A lot of your front core players there on the defensive line have since graduated. But behind them, a decent amount of returning linebackers and some secondary players as well. And defense, of course, has been very critical to football no matter what, but especially here the last couple of years in the sense of being able to get some stops. And the cupboard isn't bare, but there will be a lot of guys having to step up into some roles.
You're right. There's just this, again, you know, up front, we lost a lot of guys. I think Ben Wilcox is back, so that's a really good thing. I think he had a nice year for us last year. He really did, and he's really ready to play this year, and we're excited about seeing what he's been doing so far. And, you know, great to have Nate Warner back. And I know he got hurt against Bonnerat last year, but I think we got the full goal for him. And, you know, he just really played really well as a sophomore last year, you know. And he was all over the field. He was very, very good. I think, you know, he can make a big jump this year. Yeah, he can be a dominating football player, linebacker for us. And, you know, we had Lake and Bailey and, you know, Collin back in the defensive backfield from last year, too. And, you know, we feel pretty good about the back end. And we feel like we got some good young kids coming also, and even that linebacker, and hopefully some guys up front and in the defensive backfield. It's just, again, some of the growing pains and the giving patient with us as these kids develop. And hopefully they can do that, and as we progress throughout the year, they'll keep getting better and better. And then our hope is that, you know, by district play, we can really be looking pretty good by that time. You know, it's hard because they have four non-district games. You know, I've never been a proponent of that. I don't like it, and I don't like that they matter, because you want to really try and use these non-district games to prepare for your district. And you want to get some kids ready, and you look at lots of kids. But, you know, these games matter to them now, and it makes it a little lot more challenging, especially for young teams like us. But you know, again, we're hoping to get ready in the first four opponents that we have and get ready for our district play. And, you know, like I said before, we're returning district champion, and as far as a tri-champion. And we'd like to – that was kind of good to feel that again, to get that district championship again, at least be part of that. And we'd like to get that again.
Here with Pell head coach Jay McKinstry, as we talk football and preview the upcoming 2024 season. One area where you'll need some work is special teams, too, because Luke not only was a fantastic quarterback, but he was also an excellent kicker and a punter. So, you know, we talk about the growth on the offensive line. At least you'll have five or six players working to fill those spots. I'm guessing there are some options, but it's going to be really hard because that was a really phenomenal special teams group you've had the last couple of years.
It was. Luke was you've seen him since he's been a sophomore, kicking that 51-yarder and against Andy Nolan, a 49-yarder against Bonnerat as a sophomore already as a kicker. So losing Luke is a big deal at kicking, yeah. I remember the coach was on the sideline going, when I said, let's go for the field goal, 51-yarder, they looked at me and they thought I was crazy, and he drilled it through and was like, good call, you know. But you're right. We certainly got to find somebody and find a few kids that can kick the ball both on both punting and kicking. And, you know, I know Tyson Barnes has had some experience kicking, you know, so he's the senior to be that. He's kicked field goals in the past, and he was kind of our backup kicker in the past. So we'll see what he can do. But, you know, he's going to be playing a lot of football, and you get kind of tired. But, you know, he certainly will be probably the forefront runner to start with, and then we'll see who else comes along. But you're right. Punter and kicker is a big deal, and that's certainly been a concern on our mind.
And this gets into the schedule, which doesn't change this year other than you're flipping sites. So whoever you played at home last year, you'll play away, and vice versa. a slate that was not as tough maybe as the previous two seasons in terms of just the overwhelming number of state contenders you played, but still one that was pretty rigid. And obviously 6-3 last year during the regular season will be hard to match this year because a lot of those programs, Jay, are getting better, or they have depth, or they were juniors and sophomores that are going to be entering that senior year. Your schedule 1-9, outside of maybe Hoover, is going to be a really, really tough game for those 8 weeks.
It really is, Andrew. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think either 5 or 6 of the teams who played last year were playoff teams. And Gilbert, who was, you know, finished 6-3, they were one of the first teams out. You know, they had a great year, and they got all their players back. So, I mean, you know they're going to be a really good football team. So, you know, we say it's not as challenging. I'm sitting there going like, well, maybe it is, as it was a few years ago, because it looks pretty daunting right now. But you're right. So, you know, again, it's just a mindset we have to get ready for. You take it one game at a time, the cliche, you know, and all that stuff. But at the same time, we just want to try and keep improving throughout the year. I think that happened last year. You know, we were 1-2, and then we go out and get a big win against Xavier, go 2-2, and then beat Carlisle, we go 3-3. But then we just kept improving. Those last three games, we had big wins, you know, won 3 in a row, and, you know, we put ourselves, at least we got in the playoffs, became the tri-district champion, and that's what I hope for this football team too. We just got to keep improving, you know. Hopefully, because there's going to be some growth pains and some growing pains, and hopefully win some games on the way. But I think by the end of the year, if you can put yourself in a position to keep playing and become a really good football team, you know, that's what we hope for. And I think that's what we did last year, and that's what we hope for this year too.
Well, and that gets to the bigger picture, right? Is, you know, this is your last season. We haven't made it any kind of secret. And at the same time, you still want to have these kids have an enjoyable experience. I'm guessing for you as a coach, kind of uncharted territory here, where I know that you want to be focused week to week, but there is that bigger looming picture. You've got a potential celebration of the 10-year champions and all the above. And I'm guessing even for a coaching staff, right, it's practicing what you preach about focusing on the day-to-day, what's right in front of you.
It is. And, you know, really, that's – as I said before, Andrew, this season needs to be about these players and about the program, and that's what I want the focus to be on them. It has to be, and you know, we don't really. So far, I haven't said a word, and we don't worry about this as being my last year or this is that happening or that. But you know, we got enough other things. We're not going to get a play in our stadium, and a couple other things are going to be different. It's like, so we got enough to deal with, and that's as far as some changes and. But I'm excited for this year's football team. I think the kids are excited about this season, as most programs probably are throughout the state of Iowa. And you used to get excited about, hey, it's the start of a new season, a new school year. And but I think our kids have, you know, should feel good about our upcoming year. And but yeah, so we're it's just, you know, pretty much trying to do it like every other season. Like, you know, nothing's going to be different, and we're excited about that. And but, you know, I'm not going to lie. You're right. It's hard not to sometimes just reflect back on, like, wow, this is, you know, the last year of this camp, or the last year, you know, of that first week of practice, or, you know, be the last time focused on the first game. But at the same time, we'll get by that, and we'll get past that, and we're going to get going on this football season, because I want us to coach these kids hard and do our best for them and give them the best we got and make it about them.
And you got a good test at your scrimmage. PCM's going to have one of the best running backs in the state coming back, and on the 23rd, it's here at home this year, at home over at Central, where all your games will be. But I'm sure you want people to get a little preview of the team there and then get themselves ready to go to Huxley coming up on August 30th.
Yeah, we're excited. It was neat for us to get a play against PCM last year. It was neat that Coach Bonnet called me back in the previous winter, and like, they wanted to get scrimmage at all the different levels. And you know, I think that was good for us last year, you know, as far as just to get out there and do something else. We hadn't done that before. They had, but we had not. And so I think, you know, we learned a lot. And so I think, you know, we're excited about doing that again, just to hopefully they can help us. We can help them, I hope. And then we go on and have our own seasons, hopefully that we can know that we can help each other out.
Bring your sports drinks on the 23rd. Tune in on the 30th. That's Jay McKinstry, head coach of the Pell football team. This is our last season preview interview, Coach, but obviously looking forward to our weekly chats, our catch-ups. Trevor is as well, and excited for yet another year of Pell football. Can't wait.
Cool. Thank you, Andrew. We're excited about the year, too.